Hi, I'm Ian Green here at the ERGA conference at the University of Adelaide, and I'm talking to Linda Westphalen from the School of Education. And we had a bit of a controversy, well, a near controversy in a paper this morning about the validity of action research. Linda, is action research a poor cousin to scholarly research? Is action research just a bit of a joke? Is it for sissies?
Absolutely not. On no account in any of those categories is action research not the full quid as far as research is concerned. First point is that research is research, and if it happens in a scholarly way, i.e. it's backed up with data and it's backed up with referencing that is based in evidence, then it absolutely falls into the category of being scholarly. So action research too is the meat and potatoes of what happens in classrooms very often. It's teachers in schools, in higher education establishments, use action research to refine constantly what they're teaching. And so we have, I think, very much changed from the old days when I was an undergrad, where people gave lectures that were laminated. Now we're into the whole idea of rethinking our teaching, rethinking our engagement with students. And part of the way that we do that is via action research. So we try something, we see how it works, we then follow that through with more change that then follows through to more change. So it's basically cyclic in nature. And that is absolutely scholarly, because it's what fine-tunes teaching at a higher education level and also a school level. And it's very often the basis of scholarly papers about how to improve curriculum, how to improve pedagogy, how to improve things like student engagement, and indeed what this conference is about, which is feedback and getting effective student learning happening via feedback, and how that would then affect their growth as people, I guess.
Okay, so one of the obvious answers to this is that, of course, action research can be scholarly research because there are lots of scholarly publications about action research. Can you just describe to us maybe your favourite piece of action research, or your favourite scholarly article about action research? Is that putting you on the spot?
It's very much putting me on the spot. I'd have to say most of the action research that I've read comes out of classrooms in schools rather than at universities, because I come from the School of Education. So one of the key ones that has looked at is what has come out of the What Works program, which is looking at Indigenous education and how we can improve student attendance at schools, how we can make sure that those students engage with the learning that's happening in those schools, and to basically get through schooling, get through to the SACE area, get this SACE, and then go on and either get employment or go on to tertiary education or to TAFE or wherever. So what that does is look at outcomes and see how we can get the best of Indigenous students. One of the big problems with Indigenous student is retention and attendance. And so what they've done is rethink how that attendance could happen in a way that's useful for the students. So I'm thinking here of the work of Chris Sarah, who's written extensively on how to improve student engagement, Indigenous student engagement, and I think it's the basis of his PhD. So yes, there's a great deal of scholarly research. That's just one example about how that research can affect and really do great things for students, because it does put their needs as a primary thing, as a central thing for a teacher.
Okay, fabulous. So is action research just for sissies? Is it a poor cousin of scholarly research? Our answer is emphatically no.
Too right.
Wonderful. I've been talking to Linda Westphalen from the School of Education. Thank you very much, Linda.
Pleasure.